Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, Tuscan Disputations 225. Dionysius of Heraclea, a man certainly of no resolution, having learned the fortitude from Zeno, quitted it on being in pain. When his fellow disciple Cleanthes asked him why he had changed his opinion, he answered, "That the case of any man who had applied so much time to philosophy and yet was unable to bear pain might be a sufficient proof that pain is an evil. That he himself had spent many years at philosophy and yet could not bear pain, it followed therefore that pain was an evil." It is reported that Cleanthes, on that, struck his foot on the ground and repeated a verse out of the Epigone, "Amphiaros, hearest thou these below?" He meant Zeno. He was sorry the other had degenerated from him. I find this story to be accidentally funny. I can picture Cleanthes, the second head of the Stoa, tapping the ground to apologize to Zeno, the now dead founder of the philosophy, because he had to hear the nonsense coming out of one of his own students. The point, however, is a serious one. Dionysius, who became known as the Renegade, quit Stoicism because he was affected by a persistent pain in the eyes. He joined the Cyrenaics, the sect that espoused the value of immediate physical pleasure above all else. Interestingly, Dionysius died at the age of 80 of voluntary starvation. Dionysius fundamentally misunderstood Stoicism. The philosophy does not and cannot possibly say that by practicing it, one will be able to overcome physical pain. Even the sage, the ideal Stoic, is still a human being, and of course she experiences pain just like everyone else. What Stoics are saying is that pain is something to be avoided, if possible, but not an evil because the only evil is one's bad judgment. The Stoic approach to pain, then, focuses on how we react to it and on whether we can still manage to be decent human beings, even while we're suffering. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it.